demonstrations at the foot of their driveways. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
Abortion advocates made good on a promise to protest outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, the Maryland homes of Chief Justice John Roberts and conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh were targeted last night.
This all coming as activists are calling on Americans to protest the potential end to abortion rights after someone leaked a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion that would strike down the Roe v. Wade decision. That landmark 1973 decision established a constitutional right to abortion.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Today, demonstrators are expected to gather outside churches. Three Americans vacationing in the Bahamas have died. Officials say they were staying at a Sandals resort. It's unclear what happened, although foul play isn't suspected. The State Department is monitoring developments. If Russia has its way, the Ukrainian city of Mariupol will be completely under Kremlin control by the end of today. On Monday, Moscow will stage its annual Victory Day parade, marking its defeat of Nazi Germany during World War II. Currently in Mariupol, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says hundreds of civilians have been evacuated.
Hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are still there. Some of them are injured. Russians keep pounding the place. Zelensky saying the next phase is to get them out safely.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Later this morning, President Zelensky will take part in a virtual summit of G7 leaders. First Lady Jill Biden is spending Mother's Day in Slovakia.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. We're all right. I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you.
The First Lady is meeting with Ukrainian refugees and volunteers. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An uphill battle for firefighters in northern New Mexico, where winds could gust between 50 and 60 miles per hour for the next several days. The nation's largest wildfire near the small town of Las Vegas has scorched an area larger than the city of Chicago. Some wisdom, some guidance, and some inspiration. Vice President Kamala Harris conveyed all of the above during a commencement address at one of the nation's historically black colleges, Tennessee State University.
The vice president, who graduated herself from an HBCU, Howard University, told the class of 2022 at Tennessee State their education teaches them that they can be anything and that they stand on the edge of a new frontier. Harris adding that they are needed to work in the nation's companies, hospitals, courtrooms, and more.
We need you to serve at the highest levels of government and determine our country's standing in the world.
Harris acknowledged her own path and encouraged the students to build upon her accomplishments.
I have been many firsts in my lifetime, and as I look out at all of you today, I know I will not be the last.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Disney is severing ties with an actor who introduced himself to America when he was 12 years old. Now, at 45, he's been accused of inappropriate behavior.
The nature of the allegations that got Fred Savage fired from ABC's reboot of The Wonder Years remains unclear. A spokesperson from Disney-owned 20th Television confirmed he was fired by saying in a statement, quote, "Recently, we were made aware of allegations of inappropriate conduct by Fred Savage, and as is policy, an investigation was launched. Upon its completion, the decision was made to terminate his employment as an executive producer and director of The Wonder Years."
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.